And so that original, I think it's about a 45-gallon fresh tank, now becomes a 45-gallon gray tank instead of 15 gallons. Then we put a brand new 42-gallon fresh tank up underneath the gaucho up front, and with a filler neck going through the front. Vintage Trailer Supply sells a filler neck. It's a cast aluminum piece that's sort of a remake of something used in the mid-60s on Airstreams, which works really well for all these custom configurations. But the more important thing is, you know, the fresh tank, 42 gallons, are, I think, a couple hundred bucks. Because it's a generic tank,
yeah.
Just a rectangular tank that's, you know, 40-some-odd inches long. I think it's 12 by 12, something like that. So getting custom tanks made is very expensive. Years ago, before Vintage Trailer Supply was making gray tanks and black tanks and sourcing fresh tanks that would work in the trailers, I was having stuff made at, I think I had a few made at Inca, and Inca Plastics. And, you know, they... You know, it could be like $700 for a gray tank, which nowadays, you know, if you're not doing that conversion, you can get a 21-gallon gray tank for like $200. And we would put two of them in typically. On the trailers, that's with a 5-inch deep frame. Trailers with a 4-inch deep frame, we would do two 15-gallon tanks. So you have a total of 30 gallons, and you basically link them together so they act like one tank. They fill and they drain as one. But we've discovered that really the best bang for the buck on a 70s era trailer is to convert the old fresh tank into a gray tank. And I should point out to people, it's surprising how many times we've taken these tanks out and the inside of that fresh tank looks worse than the inside of some of the black tanks that we've seen.
Yeah. So, I bet mine looks
a lot of people have no idea what's going on inside that fresh tank because it's underneath the floor, you know?
Yeah,
It's kind of like their house, you know? The water comes from somewhere. Well, when you get a brand new fresh tank and you stick it on the floor in front of your gaucho and you strap it down, you can, you know, tip the gaucho forward, and you can look at that beautiful tank knowing that, hey, this thing's new, and it doesn't have any kind of weirdness going on in there.
Yep. Well, I'm going to the blog, the Bible of my ambassador, blog.thevap.com, and I typed in tank, and I got mine, this is like 12 years ago, though. So I would recommend what Colin's talking about. But I did have custom tanks made, like all three of them.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing I did with my black tank is I was able to put an angle on it to fit it in the corner. And I was able to extend it into the closet on the curb side to get a little more capacity. I think I ended up like 12 gallons. But mine was made by All Right, ALL-RITE.com. And, yeah, I don't remember them being all that cheap. But, you know, you could make it exactly how you wanted. Like, my gray tank does not go below the floor at all. I end up, because I had to have some welding.
Your gray tank or your black tank?
The gray tank. The black tank's above the floor.
Right, the gray tank's below, though.
Below, and it's within the frame rails. It doesn't extend
right
below the belly pan at all.
Yeah,
and because I was having some welding done for some repairs on my frame and also new axles, I had them move a cross member a little bit, and that allowed me to have one larger tank in the between the beams. Instead
yep
of two smaller ones like you're talking about. But, I mean, it does the same deal. So, but, yeah, you could save a lot by just getting the tanks like Colin's referring to. But I had a question, Colin. You said on the gray tank, no, you're going to turn the fresh tank into a gray tank by spinning.